Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
joining us live now, our good friends and regular contributors from My Marriage Matters and Family Life, we have Joe and Cindy Farini. Welcome back to you two.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good. So Cindy, as we talk about legacy today, can you set us up for how we should look to the future from where we are?
Well, I have two thoughts. The first one is a story that I like to share, and it's called the Two River Story. And if you stand at the very top of the Continental Divide, you have where the rain will fall and the snow will melt. There are two streamlets, and they go into tributaries, and then they go into two big rivers. One river goes into the, or one of the tributaries goes into the Columbia River, which goes into the Pacific Ocean. The other goes into the Mississippi, which goes into the Gulf of Mexico. But at that very top part, if just a few rocks were changed and things were moved around a little bit, you could divert those streamlets to go into a whole different direction. Mm. But where the two actually wind up are thousands of miles apart. Mm. And that's what I like to think about as a legacy. Like, wherever you're standing right now, where do you want to wind up? You know, where are you looking forward to? And just this past weekend, Family Life celebrated their 30th year here in Cleveland. And who would have thought in the planning of all the people who have helped that there would be almost, well, over 27,000 people in Cleveland alone who have gone to that conference. And it's because a legacy was begun and other people took it up, just like we should in our families, and it continued. But without a plan, where would we wind up? And so I like to begin thinking that, you know, you have to become where you want to wind up. And so we have to have a mindset of what are we doing, where are we headed.
So Joe, from that starting point, I mean, how do we start planning for a legacy?
Well, I think one of the realities is that it's a very sobering truth here, Brian, is that we will all be ancestors to somebody. So we should have a pretty good idea where we want to have that endpoint that Cindy was talking about. So basically, a general definition of a legacy is a legacy that is handed down to us from the past. And for most of us, the most immediate way that we're going to leave a legacy is through our physical children and or our spiritual children. And as we nurture them in Christ, as we establish them in the faith, as we equip them with skills, we're going to be providing them the essentials that they're going to need to impact their world for Christ. And hopefully what will happen is they will carry that baton of information and hand that baton to their children after them. And as we are faithful to carry out this very important responsibility, what will happen is that we will see the fulfilling of one of the primary purposes for marriage, which is the multiplying of a godly legacy. Hmm. And so I use that illustration of a baton of information because as a former track guy who ran a lot of relay races, I can tell you that the most important part of a relay race is the exchange of that baton from one runner to the next runner. You know, missing that exchange almost ensures that you're going to lose that race, yeah. Or at the minimum, that next run is going to have a really difficult time making up for that lost time. Yeah. But obviously, the baton of information that we pass on to our children, Brian, carries much more significance than any physical running race that we might ever run in our lives. For you see, the reality is that our children are messengers that we're going to send to a time that we're never going to see. So we need to be very intentional, very purposeful, and ask a question, what kind of ambassadors are we sending from our homes?
Joe, you were talking about the importance of leaving a legacy and a couple being mindful of the legacy they leave behind. Can you mm-hmm. kind of take us to the impact it has on how we develop our family?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have really strong historical evidence, Janelle, to support the fact that each of us has the potential to influence future generations in many, many different ways. Yeah. And I'm convicted of the fact that, you know, leaving a legacy requires that we find our greatest joy in fulfilling God's will. We all want to fulfill God's will, both for our personal lives, our marriages, and for our families. And if we do that well, we're going to leave a legacy. So I think one of the initial steps necessary to to leaving a legacy is to have a desire to leave a godly legacy that requires putting a stake in the ground. And I mean, literally or figuratively, put a stake in the ground, stating that from this point forward, I give my life, I give my marriage, I give my family into the loving, compassionate, caring arms of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I mean, you know, being in the center of God's will, of course, is the best place for all of us to be. And that's not just for now, but that's also for the future as well. And so leaving a legacy begins by taking a step of faith and just desiring to leave a legacy. And if it helps to leave a stake in the ground or picking up a stone of remembrance, as they did the Old Testament, something like that, where you can look back and you take your children and say, from this point forward, Mom and I, we just have decided that we're going to make this our legacy, one that will see many generations come to Christ.
Cindy?
Well, I really think, too, that's like the whole big vision. Joe's a vision person, and I'm more of the detail person. And I think the details of that, to be able for that vision to take place, is, you know, it can be very simple. Just as an example, last year when COVID hit, Joe and I had all this time that we don't normally have to just really contemplate some different things. And so what we decided to do was make a list of all of the things that we needed to do when we had time, you know.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, like rocks in the yard or different things that you would want to do. That didn't really matter. We got them all done, including we updated our will and our trusts. And because we have a child with special needs, we have a special trust that had to be drawn up. And so what we decided to do was have our son-in-law, Nate, who is a lawyer, help us go through that. He didn't draw it up because we needed a particular lawyer for the needs that we had, but pardon me, he was able to go through that with us. And so what we did is we took 2 days. We went down to Mohegan. I'm sorry, we're both getting over colds here.
That's okay.
We went down to Mohegan with the kids. We spent 2 days and two nights, just a short time. And we really purposed with them to say, here's our goals, and not just financially and in the will and all that kind of stuff, but also part of our past and our heritage. And we just sat down and shared and had such a lovely talk about the future. And it was purposeful, you know, because our kids are going to learn either directly or indirectly from us. You know, are we spending time with them? Are we helping them all along the way? Are we getting involved with and engaging with them, with their teachers, their classrooms, whatever activities they're in? You know, what are we building upon? And so sometimes we need to have an accountability partner who says, hey, you know, are you in the right direction here? Are you really thinking the big picture? And so when you have time with like-minded family and friends and couples, you can begin to talk about what things do you want to do for your family as a legacy. We have some friends who their children live very close nearby, and those kids are over their house almost every weekend, which I think is a great joy for the parents, but also the grandparents. But it's purposeful time. They bake together. They talk. They have conversations. And she'll have a list of questions she wants to go through. But it's not just, you know, what's your favorite color? It's how do you feel about this? It's biblical questions. It's pointing these children in a direction that will help them grow, will help their children and their families grow, so that in generations to come, we're not just talking like, yeah, our kids are all good. No, our kids know and love Jesus, are serving him, are not selfish. You want them to be pointed in the right direction. And it just takes intentionality and purpose.
Any final thoughts for us, Joe?
No, I think Cindy nailed it. I mean, just the importance of being very intentional, very purposeful in preparing our children for that spiritual battle, you know, that lies outside the four walls of our homes, that, you know, one day they're going to have to be able to confidently walk out that home of ours and into that spiritual battle. And I want to make sure that my kids are prepared, and not for this generation only, but for the next generation as well. So we're preparing our grandchildren even now to do some of those things, to think about Jesus and the importance of being obedient to their parents and just being all that God would want them to be. So it just takes time to be very intentional, as Cindy said.
So if folks want to get connected to you, because I know it's a really great idea to have that intentional time with your adult children to talk about legacy and make those plans, how can folks reach out to you and learn more about this?
They can go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook, and we usually have something there on 9 o'clock in the morning, usually Monday through Friday, just something to think about, talk about as a couple, and or our website, joeferini.com or cindyferini.com.
Well, thanks, you two. We always enjoy our time with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Have a great day.
Take care.